Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
the cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Any way that we could avoid the sharks would be really, really nice. We had a mimosa bar, and all of a sudden, I saw a giant fin. At the time, I was drinking my mimosa through a penis straw.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Sophie, Taekwondo black belt, a six-year-old.
Cap, I took Kung Fu as a kid.
I mean, I'm on Fox News.
There's no way you're getting a black belt.
Oh, my God. You must have been a real treat for your sensei or whatever.
Yes.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I think it's 4.96 seconds or something like that. So
it's impressive.
And does that make it to the end of the poll?
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Give me Trace Chocolata. Is that how you say chocolate in Spanish?
Yes. Okay.
How do you say chocolate in Spanish, Curtis? Chocolata?
I think that's how we should from
or
now
should
on.
I say El Chocolate?
Chocolat?
I believe so.
That would be French.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What's happening?
Well, I have, before we get started, an eyewitness account of a potential cluster F on the Mass Pike this morning. I saw there's a truck that is stuck on the Alston-Brighton U-turn on the Massachusetts Turnpike. So just a heads up. If you know where you can flip, you can go down the pike and then turn around and go the other way back into Boston. And somehow somebody who was driving a truck didn't realize that that is not a move that an 18-wheeler ought to take. So, but I will say that the state police were out there. So if I could say on behalf of all of Massachusetts, thank you for your attention to this matter. Mm. We certainly appreciate that, Curtis.
Many thanks.
Were the other three cars still there, too? When I was coming, there were three cars that were kind of in the U-turn as well. Like the truck was at the end and then three cars.
I was focused on the road ahead.
Okay.
That's
smart.
I didn't have time to be a looky-loo. So I don't...
Sammy Sightseer?
I do not know. But anyway, just if your commute involves that area, then certainly be careful. What did we get up to yesterday, Curtis? Well over 100, right? 102, 103 or something like that?
From my untrained eye, hottest day ever in Boston in my life.
Wow.
I literally tried to get exercise, and I just, like, melted. And then I walked, which is maybe a mile from my house to J.P. Licks on West Broadway with James. And walking home, I just was like, I had to stop. I felt like a 200-year-old man. It was just, like, all-encompassing heat. There was no air. There was no wind. There was no anything. It was brutal yesterday.
A little bit of relief today. Am I correct about that?
Okay. Going to be much about 20 degrees cooler.
All right. Well, Celtics have made another move, and it appeared to be final last night around 6 o'clock or whenever it was. And so Kristaps Porzingis is gone.
Yep.
And fan favorite. Never forget what the guy did for us when it came to Banner 18, and, and certainly that very impressive game one of the NBA Finals from Kristaps Porzingis. But seems like, Curtis, financially the Celtics have gotten themselves to where they want it to be when it comes to the tax portion of the apron, correct?
Yep. They have cashed out. And, well, Wick cashed out, and now the new owner is making the team more cash-friendly.
All right. So do we think that's it, or potentially another shoe to drop by tonight, which is the NBA draft?
I don't know. I mean, there are all kinds of whispers about Jaylen Brown and who would be available if you decided to part with Jaylen Brown. And whether that is Wiggy, whether that is Giannis, or I saw a ridiculous suggestion yesterday that you trade Jaylen Brown for Bradley Beal.
Oh my God.
No, I'm good with that.
Which I would not do if I were Brad Stevens. But
they're going to be trying to trade him between now and the draft.
You think so?
Of course.
Well, yeah. There are a lot of questions about what they're going to do with their draft picks because they're expected to move on with one or two, or their two, to involve those two picks for tonight with another trade. So
okay.
If that but I think tonight's the deadline, obviously. Jaylen Brown, if he makes it through tonight.
Well, not necessarily. It depends on if they're like putting a package together that involves draft picks.
But that's what experts, people in the know, have said that they've been trying to do. So if that doesn't happen tonight, then I will sleep much better this evening.
What do you give Brad Stevens when it comes to a grade if he had to make these moves, which I think he did? What do you give him on dumping the salary and what he got back?
Well, as far as what he gets back, he gets what? Niang?
Yeah, George's Niang.
All right.
Local guy.
Yep. Local guy. You know, he's a scrappy player.
I like his game.
Yeah, he's a scrappy player. And you get the kid back from Portland. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. Isn't next year, and there are a few things out there, and I know people don't want it, but there are a few things out there. It looks like you're unloading all. And so if you bring Jaylen Brown back, aren't you a middle-of-the-road team? Playoff team?
Yes.
And you don't never want to be there.
You mean without Jason Tatum?
Yeah, because you're not going to have Tatum next year.
I mean, but weren't you going to be a middle of the road team anyway without Jason Tatum?
But if you brought you kept Porzingis, if you kept Drew Holiday, maybe you're a third seed.
You couldn't count at least last season on Porzingis.
About George's Zane? that's what Wiggy's saying, Craig. They're better with Porzingis than this guy.
Well, Wiggy will also, in this case, not add the S to George. He will call him George throughout the season.
You know,
but
Niang.
Yeah, I mean, I think you had to go if you were the Bill Chisholm and Wick Grosbeck and whoever else.
Yeah, and Cliff Kingsbury.
And Cliff Kingsbury. If you had to go into the season not expecting much without Jason Tatum.
So, yeah, I'm going full tank mode. I'm going full tank mode.
Amen.
I'm trying to get lottery pick and then – you know, that's my mode. I'm going full tank mode trying to get lottery pick because I don't want to be a sixth seed or a fifth seed and then you get bounced in the first round and now it's just like you're in no man's land when Tatum comes back.
And I think that Brad Stevens agrees with Wiggy. I mean, I think that according to all the reports that Jaylen Brown is being shopped around. And that doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's, I would say at best, 20, 30% chance today. But clearly the organization – at least is in part in agreement with Wiggy about that.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. I just don't know what you're going to get. What could you get for him, Curtis, that would make sense?
You would get a lot worse this year so that you could get better faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna give him up for a bag of donuts like you did Rafi Devers, and everybody got mad about that. Like, Brad Stevens isn't gonna trade Jaylen Brown for nothing and then tank. So what would we get back for Jaylen Brown right now?
Are you talking Canes or like just store bought?
If you're trading Jaylen Brown, you're getting an all-star caliber player.
So who is it right now?
Well, I don't know if the Giannis is out there, it's potentially that, but you'd have to give up more than just Jaylen Brown to get Giannis, right? You'd have to give up maybe Jaylen Brown and Derek White.
Derek White.
And
George's Zhang. But if you're going with draft picks, then you probably can get players from San Antonio and their number two overall pick for Jaylen Brown, if that's where, unless I said fantasy land.
That's never happening.
Nico Harris, you never know.
You are not getting Cooper Flag out of this week.
Sorry,
you're not.
I never thought Luka would have been traded.
Well, if we're going to continue the Kurtspiracy, you gave the Mavs the number one pick, and then you got Chisholm to go over $7 billion or whatever the record-setting deal with the Celtics is, and then you get the Nico Harris to trade Cooper Flag to his hometown.
So you promised Bill Chisholm that he would end up with Cooper Flag out of all this.
Correct.
He just had to pay an extra $1 billion for the Celtics.
Right. It was like the Petito note you had to burn after reading.
All right, maybe. I don't know. I feel like when it comes to Brad Stevens, getting them to take Porzingis and to assume, they have to assume that salary, correct? I can't figure out the way it works on the match thing. But
yeah, I don't know.
That's strategic that's a sell job by Brad Stevens.
Right.
He gets an A on that from me.
And I think the bigger question is, because Courtney, you keep saying no on Jaylen Brown, and I agree with you to a certain extent, but if you're Jaylen Brown, aren't you fed up? This is another year where your name is being shopped around on being potentially traded again. People are not, and I'm talking about the basketball experts, the Shams and all those guys, they're not coming out here and saying, oh, there are a bunch of teams inquiring about Jaylen Brown if the Celtics are not picking up the phone and at least listening to. So if you're Jaylen, you're going to be like, damn, what the hell's going on, man? It seems like since you drafted me, you've been trying to trade.
Last year, Brad Stevens spoke out about that, and Wick talked to us about that. The fact that Jaylen Brown's name is always brought up during it, and it's actually a compliment to him because he's such a great player. Now, I get what you're saying.
I'm talking from his point of view.
Because he made it clear, I believe, last year there were some sideways tweets about while this was all going on. Jaylen Brown certainly feels a certain type of way about that. But all we've heard about Jaylen Brown is that he wants to be the number one guy. Well, here's your season on a silver platter. Show that you can be a number one guy.
But he's still not the number one.
And this is the team saying they don't think he is.
Right.
He would be the number one this season with Jason Tatum on the bench.
He'd be the temporary number one.
Okay, but so what? Prove that you can do it. If you've got an ego like...
Guy's been in the NBA. He's an all-NBA caliber player.
Yeah, I know. He's my guy.
But do you think he wants to go out there and be like, oh... prove that you can do this now that he...
I think if I'm Jaylen Brown, this is a perfect opportunity to prove to everybody that I can be the number one guy. Also, moving forward, I know I can play with Jason Tatum. So does Jason Tatum want to come back after an injury like this to a completely different team where he doesn't know how he's going to play with everybody? And does Jaylen Brown want to move on and try to figure it out with another team as well?
He also may be looking forward to having the opportunity to be on the court with George's Wang.
I'm going to love this guy all year.
I think we should give George's Niang some credit, too, because, yes, I agree with you, Curtis, that Kristaps numbers-wise way better, but Kristaps needs to be on the floor to actually get those numbers. It's also interesting because Kristaps is younger than George's Niang, so that's a weird...
I mean, is there any alcohol around? Can we drink anytime somebody says George's Niang on the show this morning? Please, drink.
I hope he has a great season.
He's a solid player. Like, you've seen him in Cleveland.
He's 32.
He's getting up there. Long in the tooth.
Yeah, the Celtics just quit on the season. And we're like, what about George's Yang?
He's not going to be he'll help out the team. But your team, the direction that your team needs to go in, I think, and if I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm like, trade me. I want out because you've been doing this to me.
Is this something that he whispered to you over a hookah like last time?
But who wants,
who is that douche who said it was yellow journalism?
What, somebody said that when Wiggy said that there was yellow journalism?
I don't even know what yellow journalism means.
We had a whole segment on it.
Was it one of the print guys? Or
I'm a journalist.
I thought yellow journalism was you better be... You better be black if you're saying that because you calling me light skinned.
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
Because that's what you say. You a little red bone, you yellow, you're calling me light skinned. No, it's not getting bad. I'm just telling you what it is, Courtney. In the world of melanin, we are considered light skinned, bright. Chris Brown got to bring us back because Drake kind of killed us.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But if you're Jalen, you have to be. Ticked off.
Well, like Drake said, she wasn't there when he was in the gym shooting hoops. All right, is that the line? Am I close to it?
Yeah, you're close.
Okay, I'm close to it. All right, good. All right, well, a lot to get to. Red Sox are now finding a way to lose in extra innings. Curtis, 3-2 the final last night, and you waste another crochet gem.
Oink, oink.
So,
can you win the Cy Young and be on one of the worst teams in baseball?
That's a great question.
Has somebody ever done that?
What do you have, 10 strikeouts last night?
Yeah, he should be.
Seven.
Oink, oink.
Seven shutout innings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bullpen, as they want to do, come in and blow the game. So, what a waste of a talent it is going to be if that's the way it goes with Garrett Crochet all season long.
Yesterday reminded me of there was a game in the early 90s where Matt Young, Red Sox pitcher, threw a no-hitter and the Red Sox lost the game. It's just they suck. I don't know what they're going to do, but I can once again kiss a death. Four straight losses since he said the season had been turned around on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, Courtney will have more on that coming up in a moment or two during trending, and then we will get to our leads at 6:25 or thereabouts, around 10 minutes from now. They said it coming up at 7, and we'll go over what they said yesterday, including what Bill Simmons said about the official passing of the Boston Celtics, of the at least the 2024 Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
So that is coming up. News with Courtney at 7:45. Oh! There appears to be somewhat of a dramatic turn of events in the Cold War between this show and the Greasy Pole Hardos.
Mm.
And we will address that at some point this morning, Shine. Interesting developments as we get closer to getting on the road and heading to the North Shore and Gloucester and the Beauport Hotel on Friday. So we'll get to that. We will play your Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So you can leave one of those at any time on the Odyssey app. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with everything that is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox dropped their first with the Angels out West. 3-2 was your final in extra innings. Despite the loss, Garrett Crochet had another great start, going 7 innings, giving up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 10. Another one with the Angels tonight. 4:07 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 3:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Kristaps Porzingis is the next one to be sent packing. He was a part of a 3-team deal, sending Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks, Terrence Mann and Atlanta's number 22 pick to the Nets, and Georges Niang and a second-rounder coming to the Celtics. Tonight is the NBA draft. Cooper Flagg obviously expected to go to Dallas with the first overall pick, while the Celtics have 2 picks in the draft at number 28 and number 32 overall. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
Have you ever woken up after a long night and you grab something to drink, you're sort of half with it, and it's like orange juice, and you take a big sip and you realize it had vodka in it.
Oh,
that was the worst feeling.
You had vodka on your nightstand?
I mean, my nightstand. I mean, vodka in my veins. Mm.
He wasn't actually sleeping in a bed. It was
actually at the Wobbin tea stop.
That orange juice is top.
That is what's trending. Our leads coming.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, it was, I believe, 82 this morning, Curtis, at 4:30 when I was on my old man walk. But 90 is the high today, so that'll feel like, based on yesterday, that'll feel like 70. It'll feel like relief today if it's only 90.
In downtown, it's going to be 87. It'll feel even warmer, but the relief is on the way.
Thank goodness. And a little cool in the gang there, Shime. Well done on Too Hot. Thank
Greg, I got to tell you, I was... I've been exploring the musical genres lately.
Okay.
I think Wiggy will appreciate this.
This your lead?
No. It was just a comment that I had. It could have been a lead, but it was more so just a kind of a thought I had that I wanted to share with a musical expert like yourself.
Uh-huh. A musicologist?
Yeah, a musicologist. I feel like disco really holds up in present-day music, especially with the way current pop music sounds.
Preach.
I think disco is...
I mean, for generations, the general consensus has been that disco sucks.
Exactly, because that was the rock generation.
Right,
I agree with you.
That was the rockers.
Exactly, but now we've gone back, and there's a lot more like synth sounds in a lot of the pop music now. And so I think in today's pop culture world, like I think disco music holds up really well.
Huh.
Good job, Shime.
What artists have you been listening to?
Can I be honest with you? I've just been throwing on like Spotify radio
and
just like listening to disco.
That sounds like losing a bet.
Well, obviously, Cool in the Gang.
I like to mix it up, Curtis.
It's a good one. The Gap Band.
Correct.
Like another good one. Yeah, Charlie Wilson lead on that.
You have the Bee Gees. Bee Gees
are great.
Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Isn't there a documentary on the Bee Gees as well?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You have the SOS band. Mm. So there are, you know, Shime, there's a lot. I love that era of music. I felt like that was all my mother played around the house. So,
a heads up, Greg, I had another ignored musical request, Lights Down Low.
Yeah, Curtis, I pulled up the song. It is very sexual.
Oh, it is?
Wow. Yes.
So oh,
just read like the first stanza of the verse.
That beat hits.
Yeah. So is Curtis.
I'm in. I am a sexual being.
I believe within the first verse they talk about pulling hair and attacking things from the back.
Oh.
Wow.
So I, you know.
Did you utter bongos at any point while listening?
I just turned it off.
He was like, wait, where's your hair?
Okay.
There you go, Sean.
Anyway, looks like a little bit of relief in sight if you work outside or you do a job in which you are dealing with excessive temperatures. Today should be a little better than yesterday, at least. I don't know. Yesterday afternoon, Linz and I took a bullet for a brief walk because he had to pee.
Right.
I would guess that we were probably outside for maximum 10 minutes and not a long walk, like literally walk out in the courtyard and walk over to the pee area.
Right. And then Van Leeuwen.
No, not Van Leeuwen. I did go to Faraday. Is that the name
Faraday.
Of it? Faraday.
Yep.
Look at some shorts because I feel like I might need an
Faraday?
Upgrade.
Faraday?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, Courtney one time randomly recently said I wear the same three shorts every summer. So.
Yeah.
But then we got back inside with him, and the poor thing got ill. And I'm wondering if that's like doggy heat stroke or something like that for being outside.
Probably.
How long can you have a dog? You have to take your dog outside to pee.
Yeah.
How long can you have a dog out in weather like that when it's 102 yesterday?
We took Harry out three times yesterday, very, very short times, and he was so tired, slept all day, and I think it was because of the heat. They're saying you need to touch your hand onto the pavement.
We did that, so that his little paws did not get scorched, and it was fine. But
they can't handle it, I don't think,
at all.
No,
you gotta hose them down. They love to hose down when it's that hot.
Well, because they don't sweat. They just they pant. Mm-hmm. That's how they sweat. Yeah. And so they're not getting cooled off by any sweat either.
Mm. Yeah, that's why you got to hose them down. They love the hose when it gets hot.
This is Derek from Boston. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, good morning. I'm away working in Asheville, and I listen to the show on Odyssey, and so I never get to call in at the time during the show, but I heard about Wiggy and Coco's bet the other day.
Yes.
And Wiggy, I got to save you from yourself, man. You're totally right. If Coco had given Wiggy the $200 that she owed him, the $200 would be in Wiggy's pocket, and then when he pays her bet, he'd be giving her back $200 of her own money and $100 of his. It's totally, that's why you have
to
pay
your bet.
It was
a $500 bet, not a $300 bet.
Yeah. It was $500.
No, I get what he's saying.
Yeah. What he's saying when it comes to money that Wiggy would be parting with.
Yeah.
No, Wiggy would still be parting with $300, not $100.
But he's reaching into his pocket to get all the money where he would have had some of Coco's money in his pocket, which he would be giving back.
Like yesterday, we talked about it. I would have took the $200 that Courtney was supposed to give me that never gave me, and I would have invested that maybe into...
A Red Sox prospect, future on a Red Sox prospect.
It's not even the investment. That money, like you say, you held on to it. You put it in a jar. You hold on to it. When it comes time for you to owe Coco, you're giving her back her money plus the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Coco's from Lowell, and they do things that they flake out there when it comes to bets.
It's not really flaking. It's
just
settling up.
Yeah, they're very flaky out there.
Now you're going to reach into your pocket and take totally from
Derek,
your
Derek, don't
bank
worry. He's not going to reach into
amount.
His pocket.
No,
I know
not,
that
I'm
for
gonna
sure.
I'm going to pay up.
Nope, it's all right.
I'm going to definitely pay up.
He only owes you the difference. He only owes you the difference. That's all.
Yeah.
All I'm right. I'm definitely going to pay up. I'm not like the Lowlands. I don't flake on my bets. I'll pay up.
The Lowellinians?
Whatever they're called out there.
Derek, thank you for listening in Nashville on the Odyssey app.
I pay up my bets.
Mm-hmm. And you can listen to this show on the Odyssey app. If you cannot listen on the radio, download it. It'll take you a moment. There are features on there, including a rewind feature, so you can go back if you miss something and listen to it later. You can listen to the show if you're not up early. You can listen to the show starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon consecutively. You can listen from anywhere in the continental United States of America and Hawaii if you're there with Curtis in a couple weeks, and Alaska, and I think in the territory of Puerto Rico, but I'm not sure about that. So, and you can catch every Red Sox game locally with Will and Will and others on the Odyssey app. So a good take on the Odyssey app. And if you don't want to download that, you can stream this show at WEEI.com.
Greg, quick question. You're our Netflix guru. Has there ever been a teaser video that has been less appealing than the one that was there yesterday? I don't know if you clicked on it.
I did not.
There was the poop cruise.
I actually watched part of that yesterday.
Oh, what?
What?
I saw that thing. I'm like, what would I want to watch about people pooping in bags?
I got to tell you something. I had forgotten about the whole incident.
But isn't that a good thing?
Want to normalize aqua dumps?
Well, I didn't even pick.
It's actually pretty good. These poor people went out on a Carnival cruise,
right,
and then they had a fire in the engine room, and they lost all power on the ship.
Wow.
And so the toilets were all backing up into the shower.
Oh, my.
And so they gave them biohazard bags on a cruise, and for 3 days while they tried to... Are you okay?
Damn.
What, you couldn't do it?
Absolutely not. Well, I could not poop into a bag.
They were interviewing a bachelorette party that was on the cruise, and they were all taking Imodium, so they didn't have to do number two. But but eventually the body says you have to do number two. So.
Why didn't they just get to shore?
They couldn't. They were stuck out. They had no engines. They had no power. And so they couldn't move the ship. They were floating around for days until they could get tugboats out there to drag them in.
That's a no for
No
me.
Showers and pooping in bags.
And you know what they all got? A free cruise on another Carnival cruise.
That was it?
That's what they got.
Go poop in the Seine.
They had a lawyer on. There was a lawyer who rushed to help him. It wasn't Larry the lawyer, but it was somebody else. But he filed all these lawsuits, and then the people saw that when they signed up for their ticket, they clicked on to sign away, which says you're not guaranteed. Basically, on a cruise prior to this one, you signed something that said you're not guaranteed that you're going to make it. You're not guaranteed that you're going to have a nice place to stay or any kind of accommodations. Or they signed away like all their rights.
So basically, you can't sue no matter what.
Right. So basically, they said you get a free cruise.
There's too much actually poop in the water still.
Yeah. So anyway, it's worth a watch, Curtis.
I'll take your word for it.
Also, I would recommend The Waterfront on Netflix right now. A very easy watch. It's a little bit. It's similar to Outer Banks in that it takes place in beautiful North Carolina on the coast. So there's great water, like picturesque water locations, but it's nothing. It's not like dramatic, make your mind think television.
I think it's Outer Banks meets Ozark.
Not anywhere near as good
no,
as
no,
Ozark.
No, not as good as Ozark, but
this, not even in the same conversation. All right,
the plot is kind of similar.
Yeah.
Damn, Courtney, shut you down. Quick.
I know. Well, it's a family who has to turn to drug dealing, smuggling. It's not as good. Definitely not. Nope.
I have been corrected.
Can I go home?
I have been corrected. Well, I
screwed up from the very beginning this morning.
So do you want to correct yourself, and then I'll correct myself on something that I misspoke about?
Yes, I accidentally said the first one with the Angels. It was the second.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Okay. We'll fix that. It was the second loss in a row against the Angels by the Red Sox last night in 10 innings.
Yep.
And I said that the road show was on the North Shore, and apparently I'm supposed to say Cape Ann. So I stand corrected on that.
Okay.
That's a hard out correction?
Yeah.
That's what they're here for. I don't mind that. All right, Shine, let's get to it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shine, great one. That's a super group from the 80s, the Power Station, and Some Like It Hot. I believe that Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran was in that supergroup, if I remember correctly. And leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shine.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. Yesterday, out of the NFL, there was a story from Florio and Pablo Torre talking about how basically earlier this year, an arbiter had come out ruling that the NFL did not act in collusion against NFL players in preventing them from getting fully guaranteed contracts or lessening the guarantees for veterans, was basically the way it was phrased. And so I was reading all this, and, you know, clearly the NFL teams didn't want to do this, but at the time, this is something we were aware of and we knew, because they gave a stupid contract to Deshaun Watson, and everybody on the planet was like, what are you doing? Why did you do this? And that contract turned out to be arguably the worst contract in NFL history. And so I understand that the players are probably pissed because they thought, oh, nice, this set a precedent. We're going to be able to get fully guaranteed contracts. Players like Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. Unfortunately, that was never going to be the case. Like, this is, I understand that they want to believe that this is collusion, but nobody was going to be that stupid to give another quarterback a fully guaranteed contract like the Cleveland Browns were. I don't know what the Browns were thinking at the time. There's not many people that can even understand it, but you've seen some guys sacrifice years to get fully guaranteed contracts, i.e. Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson was also offered a 3-year fully guaranteed contract, but he wanted longer term. And so the NFL owners have kind of made this the way the pay scale goes, right? If you want longer years, it's not going to be fully guaranteed.
That's collusion.
No, that's just that's kind of the standard.
If the owners agree to a pay structure.
The owners haven't agreed to a pay structure.
You just said this is what the owners have agreed to.
I didn't say that the owners have agreed to anything. I said the owners have kind of set up this pay structure.
Okay, that's agreeing to a pay structure that they created.
No, Curtis, agreeing to a pay structure would be them all in the meetings like, hey, guys, this is what we should do. If they want longer years, can't give them fully guaranteed. But that's just kind of the standard that has been set.
Right.
It's not
a CBA thing is what you're saying,
it's
Sean.
It's not a collusion thing.
Kirk Cousins was the first to do it. And what he did is he took less years, but he got all his money fully guaranteed, which was a smart move on him. I think it was the first contract was like 3 years, $84 million, something. And it was smart on his part when Deshaun Watson got the five or six-year deal for $230 million.
I mean, Deshaun Watson is being paid well over $200 million.
Correct.
Still.
Well, and even
he's owed that.
Right.
And they can never take that away.
No.
I mean, that's wild.
And even like Dak Prescott.
Every sport has that. There are guys that get paid. Rusny Castillo made $72 million.
And then the market corrects itself. That's exactly what happened here.
The market in baseball versus the NFL. The NFL has doubled revenue, basically, in the last 5 years.
The quarterback contracts are showing it, Curtis. Like the numbers keep going up.
The reaction to the outlaw Browns giving that deal to Deshaun Watson was a way to seek to intimidate and curb the apparent change to make great quarterbacks contracts fully guaranteed. And the owners, they found that there was collusion. They agreed that this was something that was set. I highly recommend the story that Florio wrote in the podcast he did with Pablo Torre on it. Like,
I thought they were going to get fully guaranteed contracts after Deshaun Watson. I thought the big name guys, Lamar Jackson, those guys were going to get 230, 240, 250 fully guaranteed. But
Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson deserve fully guaranteed deals. Jaden Daniels, I mean, he changed the trajectory of the entire organization in his rookie
year. But football is so volatile, Curtis, with injuries, that if that guy gets hurt, then you're out $500 million
owners make $500 million before they sell a single ticket from TV revenue alone.
That's great. There's 53 guys on a roster, not just one.
Yeah, see,
let's have a bake sale.
That becomes the problem, right? You can't fully guarantee the quarterbacks.
They're making $3 billion for one game on Netflix.
You're getting a 10-year contract, you cannot fully guarantee a 10-year contract like what Patrick Mahomes got.
If you want to do this, let's do this right now. Quarterbacks should be their own salary cap. Every team has a salary cap.
Sure, that's
and
fine.
And a cap for the quarterback.
Ooh, I like that idea, Curtis.
And the quarterback should be fully guaranteed.
I know that, but you can't do that, Curtis, because now...
How many quarterbacks suffer career-ending injuries?
No. I'm not talking about the injury aspect. I'm talking about the player aspect. When a guy goes, listen, the left tackle goes, I'm busting my ass for this guy, protecting his blind side,
right,
and his contract's fully guaranteed.
They've already had two sets of rules, one for the quarterback and one for everybody else.
I understand that, Curtis, and
that would bother me more if I'm a player, and they're saying they're protecting his injury and not mine.
No, I understand that, but I'm just telling you from the perspective of the other players, you know, they're going to be like, wait a second, quarterback's fully guaranteed and I'm not? And I'm in a position where I'm more likely to get hurt than the quarterback. So I get what you're saying, Curtis. I understand that the quarterbacks are the kind of engine of the franchise or whatever, however you want to word it. But fully guaranteed, I used to always talk about this with Gene Upshaw when they used to come in as a guy who wanted, you know, to see this. And he would always say, there's too many guys. And we don't, in the NFL, the PA, players are not holding out for those guys at the bottom of the barrel to get the fully contract, the fully guaranteed money. So that's why you'll never see it in the NFL.
Hmm. Okay. Curtis, what about this texter who says that the players have a union, owners are the company, owners are allowed to agree without it being collusion?
Well, that's not true. If you have a conversation where you discuss limiting the amount of money that you're going to spend on a certain position, changing the free market that was agreed to in the collective bargaining agreement, that is collusion.
But they didn't limit the amount of money. The money continues to rise.
There was the Bidwell text that they had in that story was communicating with other owners about non-guaranteeing contracts for star quarterbacks. That was in relation to the Kyler Murray negotiation. I'm sorry. I mean, Mike Florio's an attorney. He explains it in chapter and verse.
Chime, nice lead.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I am being corrected when it comes to the power station. It was not Simon LeBon. It was Andy Taylor of Jaren Duran Duran who was in that band. So I stand corrected on power station. And Robert Palmer was the lead singer.
I saw that. I went and I looked at it and I was like, oh, man, so, that Addicted to Love video, I might have saw that thing about 5,000 times.
With the door closed. all right. We will be back with more leads next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chime, I appreciate what you're doing, but we are not doing disco all morning.
No, I wasn't going to do it all morning. This is the first band Wiggy mentioned.
I will go home. I'm not. We're not. No way.
People love disco. People love
that song. Rips though.
Yeah.
That's people? Called. That one's called "You Dropped a Cocoa Bomb on Me." Is that what it's called?
Yes, correct. Greg.
By the Gap Band.
I would say when I say people, Curtis, I think a large part of the majority of people that have listened to different music still can listen to disco today.
Well, that's what Chime was saying, that he has discovered the disco genre.
Discovered.
And he loves it.
There's a lot of similarities from disco in today's pop music.
Like with who, though?
Like when you hear like the synthesized vibe, even like Chapel Roan, like a lot of her songs in the background will have that kind of synthy sound to it, that disco almost, I don't want to say originated because I don't know that for a fact, but it seems like kind of came from the original days of disco.
Doesn't that song that you sing at the end of every bar that closes, the Pink Pony song?
Yeah.
Doesn't that have
that's Chapel Roan.
Oh, is that Chapel Roan?
That's exactly what that is. Yeah. Look at that. See?
I bet Taylor Swift, if you listen to some of her upbeat songs.
I don't think so.
Her upbeat. I'm not talking about
I'm not a big disco person, so. Yeah.
Hey, you don't know
Let's just agree and maybe get past it.
Ooh, no, we never get past disco. She's come back when she's a brick house.
Maybe we can get a little disco duck from Rick Dees. Top 40 hit 1974 from Rick Dees. Curtis, your lead this morning?
Hi, Greg. So, non-sports for you. I saw a statement after the show yesterday from Alan Jackson. And as you know, I have been up and around and sort of on both sides at different times for the case of against Karen Reed. The first trial I thought was a joke that Lally was way in over his head. I thought the prosecution did a slightly better job in the second trial with Hank Brennan. Two things came to mind. One, when James is able to understand the world in which we live, and I try to explain why the government does things and why private sector is better, I would just look at the defense and the prosecution. One is the government, and one is the private sector. And look at how those were both conducted over the two trials regarding Karen Reed. Just regardless of the actual facts of the case, just the approach, the skill, and the talent on both sides. I was surprised when I read a statement from Hank Brennan where he noted at length that he was disappointed publicly in the verdict. This is something that, for as long as I've been following, big cases, there has been one commonality, which is when it's over, you have appeals, you go through, you'll have a civil case, all of that. But I never saw the losing attorney, quote unquote, questioning the validity or challenging the result of the case that had just been settled.
In this case, Hank Brennan, the prosecutor, questioning the jury, jury of Karen Reed's peers.
Right. He noted, I'm disappointed in the verdict and the fact that we could not achieve justice for John Keefe and his family. District Attorney Michael Morrissey appointed me, giving me full discretion to independently assess the case. He notes that through a independent, thorough review of all the evidence, he concluded that there was one person, and he noted later that the campaign of intimidation and abuse that has been waged, funded, and promoted in public and on social media is the antithesis of justice. If this type of conduct becomes commonplace, it will threaten the integrity of our judicial system.
The jurors are getting threatened by the people that were against Karen Reed now. That's where the threatening is coming from right now.
Right. So he opened Pandora's box from where I sit I know people obviously didn't agree on the, you know, people aren't, there were starkly divided lines between Karen, Free Karen Reed, and Justice for John O'Keefe. And when I read yesterday, I thought Alan Jackson absolutely nailed it with his statement. It notes in part, the jury has spoken, but Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan, in an egregious breach of prosecutorial ethics, has tried to publicly shame and discredit that very jury. For him to attempt to supplant his personal views for that of the jury is a desperate attempt to save face in the wake of a unanimous rejection of the prosecution's case. I don't agree with all of Alan Jackson's tactics, obviously, but this is a pathetic embarrassment for a prosecution and a district attorney who have now been internationally shamed for being just completely inept. The notion that they care about John O'Keefe, if you cared about John O'Keefe, you wouldn't have made the 600 mistakes that you did in organizing, collecting evidence at the crime scene. You would have gone into the house if you cared about John O'Keefe. And I don't know, Karen Reed very may well have hit him. I have no idea. I wasn't there. I'm not, this isn't about that specific event, but your is what led us here. And to publicly chastise the end result in bringing the jurors back in, saying that they only made these decisions because they were bullied or harassed or threatened, I couldn't, when we began the second trial, I said, I don't know how you get a jury pool that is able in this area to present an impartial view. And they did a phenomenal job.
They did.
And to sit back and to deal with all of the craziness on both sides and to give up all that time of your life from your family, from your job, from whatever, and to finally be done, where I believe they gave an honest review of the evidence and reacted accordingly. To now have your names online, people contacting you, harassing you, all because the prosecution failed and they're unable to accept that they failed, not the jurors. It just was like the people that scream the loudest about how, you know, the process is ruined are often the ones doing the ruining. And the Michael Morrissey and Hank Brennan, I'm shocked that Hank Brennan hasn't had a retraction from this.
Well, at the very least, as a taxpayer, you should be outraged with what this cost the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
Millions and millions of dollars.
To get an OUI.
To get a conviction on an OUI. And so, Curtis, well said. We will continue to discuss when we get to the news at 7:45. The foreman of that jury is now demanding that there be an investigation. And so we will get to that and the rest of the news later. Great lead, Curtis, and the rest of our leads coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.